Mi'ilah, chapter 3, Mishnah 8, and chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Chapter 3, Mishnah 8 begins. Cain, Sheberosh Ha'ilan Shel Hekdesh. So let's say there's a tree that belongs to Hekdesh, and a bird's nest is atop of that tree. Lo Nehenin, you may not get any benefit from that nest. Velo Molin, however, if you do get benefit, you are not subject to the prohibition of Mi'ilah. Sheba Asherah, let's say there's a case where the bird's nest is resting on top of an Asherah tree, which really needs to be burnt down. So what about the bird's nest in that case? Yatiz Bekane. At that point, you should knock it down with a stick. And if you do so, then you can get benefit from it. Hamakdish et Hachoresh Molin Bekulo. If one consecrates an entire forest, everything inside of it is subject to Mi'ilah. That means even the leaves on the tree, the sawdust, whatever is in that forest would be, if you were to take benefit, it would be Mi'ilah. Hagizbarim shelachu et ha'etzim. So if the temple treasurers purchase trees, molin ba'etzim, in that case the trees are subject to Mi'ilah. Ve'ein molin lo v'shipoi v'lo v'nivaya. So there's Mi'ilah to the tree junk, but not to the shavings, in other words, the sawdust, if you're making those trees into some type of wood item, nor to the leaves. The leaves, in that case, are not subject to the Mi'ilah. That concludes chapter 3. A little background to chapter 4. In order to violate Mi'ilah, one must derive at least one pruta's worth of benefit. So what we'll be dealing with is, can you combine different Mi'ilah acts in order to make one pruta? So the Mishnah begins. So the Mishnah says, items consecrated for the altar do combine with another in order to form Mi'ilah. In other words, if a person were to derive a total of one pruta's worth of benefit from two different types of items consecrated for the use on the altar, then even though he has not derived a pruta from either one, because combined they're equal to pruta, then he would have violated Mi'ilah. And similarly, that applies with Chayev Alehen Mishum Pigol Noser V'Tameh. And for the prohibitions of Pigol Noser V'Tameh, they also combined. Mishnah says, Kadche Vede Kabayis Mitzdarfin Ze'im Ze'. So items consecrated for temple upkeep also combined one with the other for Mi'ilah. And then the Mishnah is the third case, Kadche HaMizbeach V'Kadche Vede Kabayis Mitzdarfin Ze'im Ze'le Mi'ilah. And the Mishnah actually says that even if you combine, take a little bit from something that belonged to the Mizbeach, to the altar, and take a little bit from something that belongs to temple upkeep, these two combine with each other to cause one to violate Mi'ilah. That is the end of chapter 4, Mishnah 1.